So we are joined by a friend of the show. You've been here before, and we see you on a regular basis because I'm going to say your real full-time job is with the Rock Hill Schools. You are a dean of students. This past year, you were at Sullivan Middle School, which is where we got to work closely together. Yes. And next year, you are going to be at Northwestern High School. So excited to see what all you do there. I know you're going to do great things. But the reason why we're talking to you today is because you are the new Poet Laureate for the city of Rock Hill. So welcome in. This is Carlo Dawson. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So for those listeners who might not know what a Poet Laureate is, explain what that is first, and we'll start there.
A Poet Laureate is the ambassador for poetry in the city. So it is where you may be asked to write poetry for special occasions, governmental occasions. So really fostering that sense of poetry in the city, pushing it forward, showing how poetry can be a light and be an avenue for whatever it is you need in life. So, yeah, that's what a Poet Laureate is. And I'm so excited about it.
I know you are. You're going to be great at it because you are also a book author. We've had you in before because we do know that you are great at writing in English. You are an English teacher. You were just telling us off the mics.
Yes.
And you've written some books. How do you become the Poet Laureate of a city? What does that process look like?
Well, I'll say this. Being a Poet Laureate is something I've always dreamed about from being a child. And since I was 8, 9 years old and I learned what it was, I thought that a Poet Laureate, you could only be a Poet Laureate if you were a National Poet Laureate. Mm-hmm. So for Rock Hill to be able to bring this to the city is amazing. And so now, of course, I learned through the years that there was a City Poet Laureate. So to be a Poet Laureate, you actually have to apply. And you have to do a background check, which I had no problem passing.
Good to hear.
Yes. But you also have to have a body of poetry. So at least 5 to 6 poems that you can share, bring to the table. You have to go through a process, an application process. And there's actually, in Rock Hill, we have a committee. Not every city has a committee, but we are blessed to have a city committee. So you have to go through that process as well.
What kind of poems are you writing? I know that we hear a lot about spoken word. I mean, is that kind of in, or are there poems that you have already written, or do they come to you and say, hey, we're having this event, say for, I'm just giving an example, the Sports and Event Center.
Yes.
Is there something you can kind of come up with? What does that creative process look like? How do you even start?
Oh, wow. So I do come with a catalog of poetry, and I actually have a poetry book called Semblance of a Footprint. And I actually wrote that poetry book because I suffered a stillbirth. That was a 10-year process of writing that poem. It is a poetry book. It doesn't usually take me that long, but over 10 years through, for me, poetry has been my savior. It has been my savior. So when I talk about being Poet Laureate, it's because it saved my life. And being a creative writing teacher, I saw it save the lives of so many students over 20 years. So I have written those types of poems as well. But I have other poems that I've just written through the years because for poetry, it has been that place where, a safe place for me, a safe space for me. That place where if I had a special occasion that I was happy about, I wrote it in poetry. It was my diary. So beyond that, though, there are times when I will be asked or commissioned to write a poem for certain occasions. And so, yes, I write a new poem. So literally, I was asked to write a poem for an occasion here in Rock Hill. And it was about an ancestral burial ground. And so I wrote a specific poem for that occasion. I'll be writing a poem for Pride and Prose for that event. And so there's some other upcoming events where I write poems. I just wrote a poem, actually did a poem for a local church here. So yes, I do have to tailor it to the situation that's going on there and write a new poem. And it is It is a lot, but I love that challenge. It's what I wanted to do. It's what I felt like I was born to do.
Well, it's a creative outlet, right?
Yes,
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you said it helps you celebrate. It helped you through a grieving process. It's kind of like writing music or playing an instrument or singing a song, you know, if you're a musician. How important is it that our city has a poet laureate?
I feel like poetry is the heartbeat of the city. And I think that it's very telling that our city has a poet laureate. Not every city in South Carolina has a poet laureate. We were one of the first cities to have one. So it's very telling that we are on the pulse of human emotion and how important it is to be able to express that emotion and to tap into humanity and the humanity of the people in our city. So, and also the vehicle that poetry can offer to our young people and to our citizens. So, just kudos to Rock Hill for that.
How long have we had a poet laureate?
We've had a poet laureate for about 8 years. There was a poet laureate briefly before Angelo Jeter, and he's been a poet laureate for about 6 years.
Great.
And then we have the youth poet laureate.
That's
also.
Right. That's
yes.
right.
And
so
we were the first
city. Do you kind of work with them to do that? Or is that part of your reign,
responsibilities,
I guess, as a poet laureate?
Yes. And I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited that I will get to mentor the next youth poet laureate.
Yeah.
So,
well, and you're an English teacher, so
yes,
it's a perfect fit,
yes.
right?
And I actually did had an event with the youth poet laureate, Genesis Medley. We did that 2 months ago, before I knew that I was going to be poet laureate. But it was great to just partner with her with that. So I look forward to doing that type of thing with our youth poet laureate as well.
That's great. Well, I know that you have brought something to read, or a poem to read, so I was going to let you do that before we go to our break.
So I was able to be a part of the first Pass the Torch ceremony that was held on Thursday at the One Word Poetry Festival with Angelo Jeter and the City of Rock Hill and the Poet Laureate Committee, and I read this poem there. And this was a poem that I wrote because sometimes when we have something that feels so important to us, it feels so grandiose, right? It's just, it feels like it's bigger than us. And so that's what this poem is, and it's entitled Your Moment. Dear self, it was never about the undulating waves that kissed the sand-swept shores of your caramel visage. It was never about your smile that beckoned the sun to rise in audacious glory. It was never about the four walls and roof that nurtured your spirit and nursed your tears. It was never about the naysayers who tried to silence you with their angry shouts of denigration and doubt. It was never about that. It was never about them. It was about picking up the hurled sticks and stones that fractured your flesh and bones and forged a pathway to this very moment, a moment that seemed as far away as sun and moon and stars. Because in this moment, these celestial bodies have wrapped you up in a blanket of now, a suspension of space and time. For in this moment, your soul was born for, to long for story, voice, and lyric. As much as your body craves air, water, and sustenance, be present. The universe has welcomed you home and set a table in your honor. Be grateful. The moon serenades you, beloved. And now, in this moment, at this moment, remember, it was never about them. It was never about the dark, borrowed tomb that they tried to bury you in. For in this moment, you have learned to rest in your light. You have learned to radiate, to luxuriate, to illuminate among sun and moon and stars, because this is your moment.
Wow.
Wow. And I think that proves that this was obviously the right fit. So again, welcome as the new poet laureate of the city of Rock Hill. You're going to do great things. And thank you for all that you do, also for our students and in the Rock Hill School. So again,
this is
Carlo Dawson, the new City of Rock Hill Poet Laureate. Thank you for being here. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much.